and especially with your children. And I want to continue on that, talking about sharing the gospel with our family, not just our children, but our unbelieving family.
2个月以前我给大家讲过一篇道，那是有关是给我们的孩子传福音的信息。那么我们这次想要讲的呢，是给我们整个这个家庭的人传福音。
So we have many times family who do not understand the gospel, and sometimes we bring them to church, and they don't understand things. For example, they do not understand the symbol of the grape juice. They don't understand that this is a symbol for Jesus' blood, but also for life.
所以我们当有的时候把家人带到教会的时候呢，他们到教会里面来，他们看到我们做的，他对教会很多事情他不了解，比如说这个杯，那么他们就不知道这是一个代表是耶稣基督的这个他的血，也代表生命。
And you know, I once heard, 世界上没有边缘，只有蓝人，对吧 ？The world does not have any stupid people, but has lazy people will worship Benran. You know, I'm a little clumsy.
不是讲的自己有点这个笨拙，是白人的缘故。
那个白人是笨人。But you know, let's just imagine with me. Imagine with me. Next month, you know, is Chunjie.Right? There's Chinese New Year. Imagine that you bring some of your family to church with you on the first Sunday, and we have the bread, and we break the bread, and they ask, what does the bread mean?
所以我们在这下个月呢就会春节了。我们再想象一下，如果你那个时候在这个那个主日的时候请家人到教会来，我们在掰饼的时候他就说，哎，这个饼是什么意思？
So there's this bread that we break, and we want to tell them that it symbolizes Jesus' body that's given to give us life.
所以我们这个饼掰开的时候，我们就说这个饼呢是代表耶稣基督的身体，它是表明他为我们给出他的身体。
And we want to tell them, well, there's this fruit that symbolizes Jesus' blood to cover our sins, but do you know that Jesus also uses grapes to tell us that he's come to give us abundant life?
那么我们也知道我们用葡萄汁说代表耶稣基督给我们流的血，同时我们也知道这个葡萄呢也代表耶稣给我们那个丰盛的生命。
And you know, we sang a song earlier about the precious blood of Jesus, but also about him being the lamb that is worthy.
所以我们刚才唱了一首歌，里面讲的说耶稣是配得的，也是他是那种配得的羔羊。
So, next year, you are with your family. Imagine, you're all sitting around in a table, and you're going to celebrate the meal for 春节。
所以春节来的时候，你可能会跟家人坐在一起，坐在一个桌子上，然后吃那个春节的那个宴席。
And maybe your brother.Or your sister comes, or your father, and he says, oh, I don't understand what that means. You know, I went to church, and what's all this stuff? Can you explain to me, you know, the blood that is with the grapes? And explain to me this bread that is with the body? And explain to me what it means that there's this lamb, and that we're talking about his precious blood.
那么如果坐在一起，他们就会说，我不知道到教会去看到你们吃那个饼喝这个杯，那这个你给我解解这个饼这个杯是什么意思，这个饼是什么意思。
Okay, so拿筷子，你应该拿筷子， take your chopsticks. Okay, take your chopsticks, 拿起来你的筷子， and then say,有断链对吧？ There's the couplets outside the door, the red couplets. 有断链对吧？
哦，你要对联，那门外面就会贴对联。
对联，对联。Thank you. then you look at the table, you know, and you always have to talk with your kwaidza.
Oh, so 讲话的时候呢, 我们中国人习惯讲话, 是拿着筷子在讲话。
对吧? 对吧? 有饺子, 让我告诉你, there's dumplings. Let me tell you about the dumplings.
有这个桌上有饺子, 那么我们就说看看, 讲讲饺子的事情。
有水果, let me tell you about the fruit. 鱿鱼, there's fish. Let me tell you about the fish. I will use the fish to tell you about Jesus. I will use the duanlian to tell you about Jesus. I will use the jiaozi to tell you about Jesus.
所以就是要有桌上会有鱼，就用鱼呢来讲耶稣，也可以用对联来讲耶稣，也可以吃那个水果，吃那个饺子也讲耶稣。
You see, the communion that your family will see at church and do not understand is from the night of the Passover. The Passover lamb is Jesus.
所以这个我们今天所用的这个我们所这个这个圣餐礼呢，是从最起始于这个逾越节。
You know, and on the Passover, they eat this unleavened bread. He's the bread of life.
所以他们在逾越节的时候吃那种无酵饼。
Okay.
就是说代表生命的饼。
Good, good. Okay. So let's do this. Let's read about the Passover. We're going to go through in English and in Chinese. You can read with me.
那么我们来看一看这个逾越节的事情。来，我们看看经文有关的。
So you could just read up here with me. It says that, you know, that Moses, he called all of the elders of Israel and he said to them, go select for yourselves a lamb. See, here's the lamb. Select for yourselves a lamb for among your clans. See, this is all a family thing. God works in families. Among your clans and kill the Passover lamb.
这时候耶稣召集了以色列人的众长老，给他们说，你们要按照家口取出羊羔来，把这个逾越节的羊羔宰了。
And then we can tell them, you know, the Bible also says that Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. So the Passover lamb is Jesus.
所以我们在圣经里讲，我们说耶稣就是那个逾越节的羊羔，已经为我们牺牲了。
Then it tells them, and this is what we'll explain to our family, to take a bunch of hyssop. It's a kind of a grass. And what it says, take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in this basin, in a bowl, and you will touch it on the lintel across the top, on the lintel and on the two doorposts. So the blood, dip, top, right side, left side.
那么,
go ahead.
那么这个犹太人是用这个牛膝草把这个血蘸在这个牛膝草上, 然后就放在打在这个门的上面。
And then none of you will go out the door until the morning.
任何一个人呢，都不能这个早晨之前不能离开。
Then he goes on to say, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and the blood on the doorpost, the Lord will pass over the door.
所以因为耶和华要巡行击杀埃及人，他看见血在门上和左右的门框上，就必越过他们的门。
And he will not allow the destroyer to enter into your houses.
他就不容这个灭命的进你们的房屋。
And so you will observe this rite as a statute for you and your sons forever, your children forever.
这一例你们要守着，作为你们和你们子孙永远的定例。So,
you know, New Year is 过年，对吧? 过年, think about that, 过年. And the passing over of the New Year. And here's the passing over of the destroyer.
所以过年就好像是过了这个年过去，就好像在这个地方类似于这个讲掉这个击杀这个灭命的过去一样。
So God wants us, as we go on to look at this story, remember, to tell our sons, to tell our children. So then he goes on to say, when you come into the land that the Lord will give you as he promised, you're going to keep this service.
那么接着以伯西就说, 日后你们到了耶和华按着所应许赐给你们的那地，就要守这里。
And then comes our responsibility. Then it says, when your children say to you, what does this service mean?
那么我们的责任是什么呢? 就说你们的儿女问你们说, 行这礼是什么意思?
Then you shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover.
那么你们就要说这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭。
For he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians, but he spared, he saved our houses.
当以色列人在埃及的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋。
And so all of the people, it said they bowed their heads and they worshipped.
所以于是百姓低头下拜。
Let me pray for 1 second. Will you 低头跟我祷告? Pray with me 1 second. Father, I pray that you will open up your word to us and just allow us.
天父，感谢你让我们打开我们的心，让你的这个话语在我们心中做工。
Allow us, God, to understand how to share the gospel with our families.
使我们知道怎么样能与我们的家人分享福音。
We pray that this year you will work in all of our families to bring people to know Jesus.
所以我们盼望今年让我们每一个家庭都能够带人到耶稣基督面前来。
We pray that you will give us wisdom and creativity to share the gospel.
我们也祈求你能够给我们智慧，给我们创造力，能够带人到耶稣基督面前来。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。
So I must say, 新年快乐。
Happy New Year to you.
And, you know, in the past, you know, you get the year wrong, because in the past we used to write checks, and you go to the grocery store, and in the past you'd write a check, and you'd always write 2000, I would write 2012. I haven't done that yet, because I don't write checks.
所以我们有时候到店里去买东西用写支票的时候，有时候我们把这个年呢会写错, 因为刚刚过年。
And this year is 2013.
那么我们现在已经到了2013年。
So I brought this to remind you of what the year is.
那么我想把这个带过来呢，让大家呢记住我们今年是哪一年。
I don't understand the numbers look a little strange to me. They frighten me.
那我看这个好像这个写字的这个图画呢，好像有点吓人的样子。
Well, as we go on, I just want to one more time say 新年快乐。
那我们再说一遍这个 Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay, so we're going to go a couple. We're going to move really quickly. So it's the new year, and I think that this is the year of the snake.
所以今年是蛇年啊。
Oh yeah, that's right. If we go on to the next slide, we'll see it clearly. Now, what I like about it, 蛇年. And I think all the young people know Nian is the word for the character for year, right? Yeah. So we Guo Nian, it's to celebrate the new year. And this is Shu Nian, and it's the year of the snake. What I find really interesting year after year is that when it is Chun Jie, the new year, there's always, no. Back. Okay. Always these gold ingots.
所以每年都有会那个金元，那个过年发现中国过年时候都有那个金元宝在那个地方。元宝，我的儿子叫元宝。你儿子叫元宝。It's
treasure, precious. It's gold. And people want riches. They want abundance. They want blessing. That's what they want for the new year.
所以人的因为这个金元宝，就是人的希望这个财富，希望这个兴盛啊，是这样他们从新年里边所期盼的。
They want a fruitful life. So we have the spring festival.
所以他们希望有一个这个一个多结果实的一年，所以就是为什么说这个一个春节
这个竹子
啊，
有竹子吗？没有。Okay, so the next slide. How about we do that? See, you want a fruitful year, 春节. So again, as we go to the next slide, I said you take the 筷子, go to the next slide. 有鱼, 有鱼, 鱼.
Fish.
There's fish. Now, 鱼, 鱼. They fish abundance, right? 鱼, fish, 鱼, abundance, abundance. So that's what you want. You eat fish. So you take your 筷子, 鱿鱼. So we want abundance. And then, I'm sorry.
所以我们中国人知道我们的鱼就一直年年有余, 结余, 有多余的。
Okay, so as we go on to the next slide, then what we have is not only the fish, but there's this saying that people say, 年年有余。
所以我们不光是看，还有会说哈，我们说年年有余。
So it means a year to year more abundance.
所以每年呢，我们都有更多的。
Okay, now watch this next slide. This is a white person's way of thinking. A white person's way of thinking, you know, because we have a pinyin Bible, the characters, and then there's the pinyin next to it, you know. And so one day I'm reading, and, you know, I remember, 年年有余.
所以这是一个接下来要讲的是一个从一个白人的观那个这个观点哈，那个看这个读那个带拼音的圣经，这么读出来的一种结这种效果哈，说他先看的年每年知道要过年是有年年有余。
So I remember 年年有余, and then I read from the Bible when it comes to the Passover 逾越节。
然后看到是这个圣经里面讲逾越节。
So I think this is a white person's way of thinking.
所以这个白，我作为一个白人呢，就这么想。
有鱼 is a fish.
说有鱼是这个啊，现在是叫有鱼，咱们就是有水那个鱼。
And then there's 鱼 abundance.
然后有多鱼，就是富鱼这个鱼。
And then there's 鱼 for Passover.
然后是逾越节的鱼，也是一个鱼。
So we can turn the Passover into the Chinese New Year and the Chinese New Year into the Passover, and we can share people the gospel, because what do people want? They want abundant blessing in their lives and fruitfulness.
所以我们就想呢，你看有这个吃鱼就想到富鱼，然后呢就有逾越节的鱼，所以我们这样呢，然后一串的话呢，我们让会人想到这个神给我们这个这个丰盛的生命。
So next month, you will turn to your friends and you will say, 年年有余, 年年有余节节. Wait, I said that wrong. Oh, 年年有余, 有余月节.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
然后我们讲就是与其说这个年年有余哈，我们也可以讲这个年年有余月节.
Okay, so every year may you have a blessed Passover feast.
所以每年我们有一个这个快乐的这个逾越节的晚餐。
Okay, so now I'm going to go from the white person's thinking to the Bible thinking. In the next slide. Now watch this.
那我们来看看圣经怎么说的。
So I think what we should do is you take the Passover feast as a symbol of Jesus, and then you tell your family members, you know, if we want blessings in our life, we should seek the blessing of life.The abundance of life, the fruitfulness of life from Jesus.
所以我们跟家人分享的时候说，如果你想真的是每年年有余过一个富足的生活，你要从耶稣基督那里找答案。
You see, there's a blessing of life that comes from Jesus.
因为这个生命的这个祝福是从耶稣基督来的。
Jesus said in John chapter 9, this is only in English, I have come that they may have life. And life abundantly.
所以我耶稣基督在约翰福音里面讲到说，我来是要让羊得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Function. I don't like function. I wish it was 鱼鱼生命 I don't know. But the idea is the same, isn't it?
所以这个观念呢，虽然这个地方用的词不是年年有余，但是呢，那个观念是一样的。
The character is different, but the meaning is the same. People want abundance in life, and Jesus gives us an abundant life.
所以这个意思呢，就是说呢，人都想有享有这个很丰盛的生命。耶稣就是给生这样一种生命的人。
And this is great because Jesus not only offers us a blessing of life, but he uses it in prayer. There is a blessing with prayer.
所以他不光是讲，而且是耶稣基督在祷告里面也会这样提。
So watch what he says here. That night in which he died on Passover night, what he said to them is, "If you live in me, and my words live in you."
所以耶稣基督在他被卖的那一夜，他在那个逾越节那晚上，他说：“如果你常在我里面
，you can ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you.”
所以凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
And then he said, look, I chose you.
然后他又讲到说我拣选了你们。
Jesus said to his disciples, but he's saying to us, I chose you.
所以他只 不仅仅只是给他的门徒讲，也是给我们每一个人在座的人讲说我拣选了你们。
Whatever you ask the Father in my name, in accordance with my will, he will give it to you.
所以使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
An abundance of life that is blessed and fruitful.
所以就是给你一个丰盛的生命，就是是结果实的生命。
He uses symbols. He uses fruit.
所以他用了一些记号，比如说这个果子。
He uses food. He uses the symbol of bread.
所以他也用了食物的这个记号，比如说这个饼。
And he uses a festival, the symbol of a festival, to tell us the gospel.
所以他也用节庆这样的这种记号来告诉我们福音是什么。
We can do the same at 春节。
所以我们在春节的时候呢，也可以这样做。
So what we can do is first we start with the fruit. I think we have to go back one slide.
所以我们首先呢，可以先从用这个果实这个例子来讲。
Okay, see, there's this vine and the branch. On the night Jesus died on Passover, he talks about the vine and the branch.
所以在耶稣被卖那一夜，他提到了这个葡萄枝和葡萄树。
He talks about how the symbol of a grape can give us a fruitful life.
他也讲到这个葡萄树怎么样给我们一个丰盛的生命。
He says, "I'm the true grapevine."
所以耶稣说我是葡萄树。
I am the grapevine, and you are the branches.
所以你们就是枝子。
Live in me.
住在我里面。
Live in me.
住在我里面。藏在我里面。
And then, because no branch can bear or grow fruit, can be fruitful, unless it lives in the vine.
所以枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
So he says, you can't have a fruitful life if you don't live in me. He says, neither can you grow fruit unless you live in me.
所以如果你不是住在我里面，你就不能结果子。
Now, he goes on a little bit.And then he promises us a fruitful life. You see, what he says in the next slide is the vine and the fruit. We, him, we stay in him. He gives us a fruitful life. He says, live in me, I live in you, and you will grow much fruit.
所以他又讲到这个葡萄枝。和果实，如果你住就讲的说，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。
He says, "I chose you that you should grow fruit, much fruit, and that your fruit should remain. You should have a fruitful life."
所以他讲的是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。
So there it is. You're eating with your family all together, and your brother, your uncle, your child says, I don't understand this Jesus. I don't understand why should I believe in him. Then you start and you pick up an orange.
所以当你在跟家人在一起，比如你的兄弟、你的叔叔在一起，如果他们说我不明白这个福音的意思是什么呀，你就可以拿一个橘子出来。
Okay, and then so can we go up two slides? See, you know, see the 橘子 is always connected with 春节。春节到了，春节到了。You want a fruitful life. You pick up that orange.And you say, let me tell you what Jesus offers us. You begin to talk about the abundant life that Jesus offers up. You can use a piece of fruit to begin to talk about the blessings that God offers us.
所以你就可以在春节的时候，因为老师要吃橘子的时候，你可以拿橘子来说，说我们来讲一讲怎么叫年年有余的生活。怎么样是丰盛的一种生活。
Okay, now we're going to go on to the food. Food is also a symbol that God uses on the next slide.
所以这个我们的食物也是一个耶稣基督经常用来讲到的一个题目。
Jesus took bread. It's food. It is a symbol.
所以耶稣基督拿起饼来，这是个食物，也是一个记号。
We just celebrated communion.
那么我们刚刚有参与圣餐。
We celebrate this for two reasons. Remember, it is that he died for us, but that he also gives us life.
So 我们吃这个饼呢有两个意义，一个是他的身体为我们舍了，使我们可以；第二意义是我们可以得生命。
Remember, he didn't just say,This is my body broken for you. He also said, I am the bread of life that you can live by.
所以他记着就是说，他不仅仅说是这是我的身体为你们舍了，同时也说我就是你们生命的粮。
So you sit here, and today we read what Jesus said. He said, Jesus took the bread, he prayed, he broke it, and he said, this symbolizes my body.
所以耶稣基督当时就说祝谢了掰开说这是我的身体为你们舍的。
We earlier also read from 1 Corinthians, we read this, it says Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and then he said, this is my body, do this in remembrance of me. So the bread is a symbol that helps us rememberthe meaning of Jesus' death and Jesus' life.
所以我们刚才做哥林多前书第十一章里面提到的就是你们这样做吃这个饼就是为的是纪念我。
As often as you eat the bread and you drink the cup, you proclaim to ourselves and to the people around us the Lord's death until he comes.
所以我们这样的吃这个饼喝这个杯就是表明主的死只等到他来。
饺子。Well, it's not 饺子。饺子。饺子。有饺子。
饺子。
No. Why did Jesus say, the bread is my body?
为什么耶稣基督说这个饼就代表我的生命身体。
Because where Jesus lived,Every day, what they ate to live, to survive, to be able to nurture their bodies, they ate one thing, they ate bread.
So, because in Jesus' 当时生活的时代那个地点他每天所支持生命所需要的就是那个吃那个饼。
And I've heard people say that, well, you know, they ate bread, but a lot of people in Southeast China eat rice.
所以我听到很多人讲说他们是吃饼但是在中国的这个南方的很多人是吃这个大米。
If God had sent Jesus to South China, maybe God would have said, I am the rice of life.
所以如果耶稣基督当时是被差派到中国的南方的话，也许他会这么讲，说我就是你们生命的米。
有道理，对吧？有道理。It makes sense. If he was a 北方人，就是他要拿那个
馒头，
馒头，面条。He would take 面条 and lift it up, or maybe 油条 and break the 油条 and say, I am the 油条 of life. But it's the meaning. It's the meaning. He gives us life.
所以这个意思就是说他就是他是给生命的。
And on 春节 you know, you pick up the 饺子。You always eat 饺子，对吧？You always eat 饺子. Why? Look at the shape.
为什么我们总是吃饺子呢？我们看看这个形状。
Look at the next slide.
我们再看看下一个。
Why? Because it looks like 元宝。
因为这个饺子跟这个金元宝的样子很像。
饺子 the riches of life.
所以饺子就代表生命的那种丰盛。
You know, when I hear in tradition, mothers would make a lot of 饺子 and they take one coin, right? And they put a coin inside of it, 包饺子 and cook it, right?
所以在中国有个北方有个习惯，在包饺子的时候呢，在很多其中有个饺子里边就放个硬币在里边。
What's the symbolism?
那么这个意味着什么呢？
If you the child that picks it up and eats it, he's going to have an abundant life that year.
所以这个吃到这个饺子这个人那个孩子呢，他的运气特别好，这一年就会特别的丰盛。
Riches,
会有财富。
Blessing,
会有祝福。
有福，
有福，
有福。Do you know where the real blessing in life comes from? It doesn't come from childhood. It comes from Jesus.
但是你知道这个生命当中的我们真的的祝这个福气从哪来的呢？不是饺子里边来的，是从耶稣基督来的。
So I'm telling you that when you're sitting there with your brother and he says, "I don't understand God," you reach over, you pick up the 饺子 and you say, "Yesu." 是饺子，是世界的饺子。And you explain to him that Jesus gives us all the life that we need.
所以我们当吃了饺子的时候，如果可以拿起饺子给你的弟兄们说这个耶稣就是生命的饺子，所以可以说所有的丰盛都从他来的。
You see, we need to be creative when we tell people the gospel.
所以我们可以在这个介绍福音的时候也可以有创造性的去介绍福音。
What did Jesus do? Look at the birds!
所以耶稣你看他怎么讲呢他说你看天上的飞鸟
Look at the seeds
你看野地的这个种子
Look at the wheat field
你看看这个草地
Look at the table of food
你看看桌上的这个食品
Look at the 饺子
然后看看饺子
Everywhere we are we can point at something and think of a way to tell them about who Jesus is because Jesus always used something creative
所以我们不管在什么地方任何一个东西我们 指着我们可以用这个东西来介绍耶稣因为耶稣就是这么有创造性的。
So we saw that we can use fruit to talk about a fruitful life. We can use 饺子 to talk about his life that's an abundance and a blessing for us. That the fact that he died for us. He died for us, but he also gives us life. We can use all kinds of things. Be creative when you share the gospel with people.
所以就像我们用这个饼和这个杯来代表耶稣基督身体生命一样我们也是可以有创造性的用各种东西来介绍耶稣基督给我们赐给我们的生命而且是丰盛的生命
Now, the last to me is the most important
这个最后这个也是对我个人来讲是最重要的一个
Passover
是这个逾越节
年年有逾越节 OK 门上有
对联
哦、oh, 不是端联对联、
啊、对了
you know the right you know on the door what's wrong with the Chinese in America they don't put them on the door they're supposed to be on the door all year everywhere you go
所以在中国呢，这个我们每一张都贴上对联，然后呢，在这个我们美国的华人为什么不把那个对联贴到门上，而且贴一年？
You know, you can always tell the Americans in China, because they're only ones that all year they don't have that. They don't have the 对联.
所以你知道这个住在美国的华人就是他不贴对联的。
Christians should have 对联.
那所有的基督徒都应该贴对联。
We have 对联.
我们有对联。
Your house right now has 对联. And you don't even know it.
所以我们每一个人的这个门上其实我们都是有对联的。但是只是你不知道而已。
And it's a great thing because it protects our family.
这是个好事情，因为它是保护我们的，保守我们一个家庭。
You see, people put paper over their house and the character "fu," but it means nothing.
所以很多人拿一张纸，上面写着那个福字贴到门上，但是那个其实没有什么意义。
We have red across the top of our doors. We have red on the side of our doors. We don't put it up, but we have everything that we need as people to protect our families.
但是我们的门上呢，我们都有红的，我们的门这个门框上也是有红的。我们不知道，但是我们是有的。这是在对我们家庭是有保护保守的。
So think about it. You know, at the Passover dinner, there in John, this is where I saw it. It said,At the Passover feast, at the festival of the Passover, during the dinner, and then he took the cup of the wine, and he prayed and he gave thanks. And then, so here it is. This cup of wine is my blood of the covenant. You know, we sang this song earlier. We sang this. We have this.
所以这个在逾越节以前吃晚饭的时候呢，然后就是耶稣拿起杯来祝谢了，说我们刚才唱歌的唱诗歌的时候唱到这个地方。
So when we eat the bread and we drink the wine, you know, it's the Passover feast.
所以我们当吃这个饼喝这个杯的时候，就是在做过吃这个逾越节的宴席。
And remember, we read earlier that it said that we should tell our sons the meaning. We tell our children.But then, this is a covenant that is made with us as our families, with all of our families that God has made.
所以我们就是这个，我们要把这个事情呢，这个逾越节的事情要给我们的子孙们讲，这是我们全家一起聚会的时候要说。
And so, when we go back, if you look at the next slide, at the back to Exodus.
我们回到这个出埃及记。
Back to Exodus. 逾越节. It says, take the blood of the Lamb of God. Remember, we sang that song, and your brother asks you, what does it mean, worthy is the Lamb? You take that lamb, you take the blood, and you put it across the doorposts, on the door lintel, across the top and on the side.
所以在逾越节的时候，我们拿那个逾越节羊羔的血，把它抹在那个门上和这个门框上。
Then he says, you know, and this is what you tell your children: this blood is a sign. When I see the blood, I will pass over. I will pass over your house.
所以这个血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这血，就越过你们去。
And I will not allow the destroyer to enter your house and kill your children.
So, 我必须不使那个灭门灭命的到你的房子里面去害你的孩子。
First, in America, kids go to school and people carry guns. Kids get shot at school. We worry about our children.
所以在美国呢，我们知道有孩子去上学，有人拿着枪到学校里面去杀孩子，所以我们就担心我们孩子。
As an American, I am ashamed.
那我作为一个美国人呢，我很觉得很可耻。
We worry about our own children.
我们都很担心我们自己的孩子。
This says, my blood covers the children that are in this house.
所以这个地方讲到说，我的血就可以保守这一家里面的孩子。
I think God promises to protect us and our children.
我认为神 应许我们要保守我们的孩子。
I think we can trust God. I think we have to trust God.
我认为我们应可以相信神，我们也应该相信这个信靠神。
Okay. 春节 ，Why the fireworks?
那么春节的时候为什么会放鞭炮呢
？Remember why the red?
为什么要很多红的红色东西呢
？Do you remember? There's a story behind it.
这有你们知不知道有这么一个故事？
There's a village, a town.
啊，有一个这么一个村子。
And there was a monster, right?
有这么一个怪物。
And once a year, the monster would come down and go into the village. And what was he looking for?
所以他每年的过年，这个过年的时候就会到这个村子里边去。他找什么呢
？Am I right? He was looking for the children. What? Shiranda. Ah. Why? So they had the fireworks, right, to scare him away.
所以人的那时候，他来这个年，这个怪物来的时候呢，人就放鞭炮把他赶走。
And the red,
还那红色
he was afraid of it.
他这个怪物呢害怕红色的东西。
And what was the name of the monster?
那个这个怪物叫是什么名字呢
？What was it? 年年年年。So you put the 对联 It's red, and you put it over your house, and it protects your house.
所以你把这个对联贴到门上呢，就为了保守这一家。
And God told us to take the blood and put the blood over the top of our doors and on the side of our doors.
所以这个神呢就告诉这个以色列人呢就把这个血那个羔羊的血就打在门上。
Okay.And the Bible tells us that the destroyer will pass over our house.
这个圣经里面就讲到说，这个灭命的就会越过我们的家门。
We are saved by the blood of Jesus.
所以我们就被这个耶稣基督的宝血所拯救。
This monster Nian.
那么这个年这个怪物呢？
So, 过年，年国
就过去了。
He 过去了，就是年过去了。
所以
the monster Nian, he goes by, and then we celebrate New Year's. We 过年，对吧 ？You get together with your family and 过年。It's all a symbol for what God has done with Jesus on the cross by bringing His blood over the houses of our families to protect us. Who doesn't want to be protected by the blood of Jesus? Do you know what your brother?Who doesn't believe in God wants to be protected by Jesus? He just doesn't know it yet.
所以就像中国人过年贴上这个对联，把这个年怪物给吓走一样，我们把耶稣基督的宝血，我们接贴这个站在写的门上，就等于说我们就会被神所保守，就不会受害。可也许你那个不信主的家庭成员，他们可能不了解，但是他也希望得到这样的保守。
We need to learn to be creative in telling our family and friends the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我们应该学习耶稣基督，用一些创造性的手法传讲福音。
Next month, bring your family to church.
那么下个月。春节的时候可以请全家人到教会来。
Have them sit here and think, I don't understand any of this.
那么让他们坐在这个地方，觉得说我这你这一套我全不明白。
Invite them to your house for 春节。
然后再请他们到你的家里春节的那个宴席。
Sit around with them and eat.
和他们一起吃饭。
What did you think of church?
那你可以问他们说：“你觉得教会怎么样啊
？”I don't know. I don't understand. You got this bread. You've got this wine. What's that all mean?
所以他们可能会说：“就说哎，我不知道是怎么回事。你那个饼，你那个杯是什么意思呀
You've got that cross, you sing about a lamb, what does it mean?
所以你还你那个上面有那个十字架，还有你那个唱歌里面唱的这个那个羔羊是什么意思？
拿筷子起来 ，take up your 筷子 ，your chopsticks。
是拿你的筷子。
有对联，让我告诉你 ，there's the couplets. Let me tell you.
There's、所以 就开始用对联先给他们讲什么一这个讲圣经的一个内容。
有饺子 ，let me tell you. There's the dumplings. I will tell you.
说拿着饺子再给人介绍。
There are so many ways, and I really pray that this year.You will find ways that we will all see God work in our families to help them all come to understand who Jesus is and why he died for us. I just pray that God's Spirit will work in a powerful way.
所以我们希望大家有一个创造性的办法能够把耶稣把神介绍给自己的家人让他们知道他们是谁。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, I love you so much for the way that you protect us.
我们天父，我们感谢你，因为你这样的保守我们。
We thank you that you have made a covenant to protect our families and to protect our children.
而且我们也感谢你，因为你。给我们立了一个约定，就是要保守我们每个人，也保守我们的孩子。
And we praise you that you gave your son to rescue us from death and destruction.
我们也是赞美你，因为你将你的儿子赐给我们，使我们从这个毁灭当中被拯救。
We pray that your spirit will work through us to reach our family and our friends with that news of who he is.
我们也盼望你的圣灵能够引导我们向我们周围的家人我们的朋友传福音让他们知道你是谁。
And we pray that you will help us to tell people that the true way to blessing, to abundance, to a fruitful life is all found in Jesus Christ.
也是我们也祈求你能够帮助我们能够怎么样能够会向别人传讲知道我们真正的这个祝福我们真正的福气我们的丰盛都是从你而来
In Jesus' name we pray Amen
奉耶稣基督名祷告 Amen
Amen